Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy hump day, Carrie Bickmore.
I'm outraged.
Oh, the mums are up in arms.
Not the mums.
This mum's up in arms.
I'm up in armed. Oh, arms. What am I?
Yeah, you're so outraged you can't talk.
I'm armed and up.
You're armed.
On behalf of everybody.
Why? What have
because,
we done? Why am I up in arms too?
Well, and I know I'm a bit late to the party about being up in arms over this.
Okay.
But it's never too late to the outrage party.
Is this about brioche and how it's everywhere? Because I hate it as well.
Oh, no, but they're delicious.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I've got the wrong thing.
Parking.
Right. What about it?
I pulled into a car park today, not in the middle of the city, kind of inner city.
Yep.
Pulled in, thought, oh, as I came in, I didn't check how much it was to park here.
Oh,
I'm only here for 1 hour and 5 minutes was how long I needed to be there. And I was like, 1 hour and 5 minutes. Look, I know parking is expensive when you park on these things. It'll probably be maybe $12, $13, right?
How much was it?
What do you think it was for 1 hour and 5 minutes to park my car in a freaking car park?
I would be outraged at anything over $15.
Up.
Oh, no. Not over 20.
This is a game. Keep going.
Not
up.
Over 20.
Up.
They haven't gone. There's no way they've gone 30.
$29.
For 1 hour.
An hour and five minutes.
Where are my arms?
They're up.
Yeah, because I too have joined your outrage.
How ridiculous.
And it
is. Do you know I realised how
ridiculous it was?
And not
even in a city, right? Right.
No, it wasn't in the city. It was kind of in the city.
But even that, we've just become accustomed to that now. If that's in your city, that's still ridiculous.
It's absolutely. And I remember, it reminded me.
Yes.
There was this kid that we had on the project last year.
Okay.
Who was sick, or his family was sick. I can't remember the context for why he cared, but it was important because he had to go to a hospital every single day.
Oh, your hospital
parking
fees.
And after about 7 months, he went, my family has paid about $20,000 to your car park. We have nowhere else to park. We have to be in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he fought them.
You know.
And now hospitals have brought in, some hospitals, this thing where you can get a special card if you are someone that's regularly visiting so that you can get discounted parking.
Because I visited my mate in hospital the other day and this hospital was a long way out. Like, there's nothing around it.
No.
So the land would be cheap and they've got this car park. And it was the same thing. I was there for like 2 hours and it cost me like $20.
Anyway. I celebrated the guy a year ago when he came on the show. I'm celebrating him again. You did it for the people, mate.
You know,
I've got a new car park for you to take on.
You know the good thing about it is, the one good takeaway from this is...
There isn't any.
Yeah, there is.
What?
If you don't look at the signs when you're going into a car park, you're doing all right. And so that's great.
Okay.
It just means...
Sure, I hadn't thought of it that way. I was actually just busy and I was on the phone.
Nah,
okay.
if you're at a point in your life and enjoy it, if you don't check the signs when you go into a car park and you haven't seen your fuel light in over a week, good on you. You're living the dream. Well
there
done.
We go. Some pump up words from Tommy.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Amazing comedian, amazing man, amazing friend of the show, Joel Creasy is here.
Guilty, correct. Hello.
Now
you're here with your new book.
I mean, first question I
have to say is you're far too young to be writing a memoir.
I'm an author now. Have you written a book, Carrie?
No.
Suck it.
I'm not old, mate. No. You've got to bring out a part two. I feel like the best years are still ahead of you.
Absolutely.
Yet,
yeah. I know. No, I just, I want to buy a house. So I said I'm going to
write
a book.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I do need to ask, though, a book is famously, in terms of work ratio to financial reward, one of the worst things a person can do.
Right, didn't know that.
And well,
right, okay.
How's the house coming along?
Well, I don't have it.
You'll be able to make it out of the books you don't sell. Yeah. If you print enough.
Tommy Little.
Sorry, mate, sorry. Yeah. But I've worked with you for many years.
I know.
And you have got by purely for being one of the most naturally talented people I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
But
wow.
No.
He doesn't say that nice things
about
people.
But the condition of that is hates hard work.
Like, oh,
rocks up at
hates it.
So rocks up at a comedy club. We'll rock up 5 minutes before his spot. We'll get out 2 minutes after his spot.
Isn't that just called natural talent? Yeah. Unlike you, that needs to be there 5 hours before.
Drinking the rider.
But this is exactly what I've just said, right? But you hate hard work. Why did you choose to write a book?
Well, I can do it on the plane. You know, do it on the plane, have a few wines, have a write. Yeah, that's where I did it. I wrote it all on planes, flying around to gigs with you. That I missed you before, Matt, because I arrived 30 seconds before.
I mean, I had no idea about some of this stuff about your life. I didn't know that your parents were in the entertainment industry. Your dad was in the solo ad.
My dad was the solo man.
Yes, is that very, slam it down fast, guys?
Slam it down fast. Because after a big hike up a hill, what do you feel like? A sugary soft drink.
Yes.
And it's very homoerotic, that ad as well. That's my dad at the top of the hill with the solo dribbling down his chin.
Of course you would see that
solo,
in there.
Solo, yeah.
That's got to stir up
gay dad.
I
got one more thing. Honestly, yeah. That your dad, your parents were in Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
They were. Mum played Jabba the Hutt. A lot of people don't know this. And
what?
You don't know who that is, do you?
No.
That's the big fat slug. It's a joke.
Yeah.
They were both members of the Rebel Alliance.
They were finding ways to save on special effects makeup. It was a real cross-cutting exercise.
I haven't seen any Star Wars.
So I haven't seen
your parents in The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, my God. They're amazing in it.
Are they?
No, but you can clearly see my dad in The Empire. They were in The Empire Strikes Back.
That's awesome.
I know. Thank you.
That's all you really needed to write. That's probably worth writing, Matt. How many chapters did you dedicate to that?
Actually, quite a bit, and some photos. The thing is, my parents did all this classy stuff, and then I've just backed it up with doing shows like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, you know, really top-notch, high-quality programming.
Where we've fallen in love with you, I might
add. Oh, thank you.
Have you ever had repercussions? Because I know from, obviously, your stand-up, and I'm sure this, you're not scared to talk about anyone and everyone famous.
Oh, yeah.
And it's usually, well, there's some loving words, but it's usually in quite a aggressive, barbed manner. Have you just stopped going out in public so you don't run into these people?
I'm a bit nervous about Melbourne Cup because a lot of people discussed in the book. So I don't really know how I'm going to do that. Although at the Melbourne Cup, you see all those sort of like bachelor contestants. There's not a lot of those.
They probably haven't had time to read.
No,
absolutely.
Anyway,
you know.
Hey, we're going to play a bit of Taylor Swift. It's her new track called Gorgeous. More with Joel Creasy next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Still joined by Joel Creasy, who's got a new book out, Thirsty, available from November 1 in any good bookstore for $32.99.
There is something in here that you wrote about that I saw a lot of coverage on in the weekend.
Yeah, well, yes.
Elaborate your connections, interactions with an AFL footballer. Is
yeah, right? I discuss homophobia in the AFL. Cause that's what you want to read in my memoir, and I discuss sleeping with an AFL player. And I didn't. It's maybe three lines of the book, and it's gone off. I had to turn my phone off on the weekend from reporters calling me.
You don't name the person.
No,
and this person isn't out.
No, and I won't. And I won't name them.
So
don't out.
No, absolutely.
No. But what is the issue people have had with it?
People want to know because people are so nosy. But then I've had some people saying that I'm doing it to sell the book. I'm like, well, no, it's three lines of the book that people have picked up on. But then I think it's an important conversation.
Yeah.
And there's people saying that there aren't any gay men in the AFL. I'm like, well, I can assure you they are.
Imagine
how
if that, you
horrible,
know.
Though, a life for them.
I know.
That they can't.
Well, I did educate this one player on Mean Girls.
Is there a chance they're swinging both ways?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not that night. It happened several times, though.
Well, has that person contacted you?
No.
Do they know that you've spoken about?
I would say so, because it's been kind of everywhere.
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
Right.
Who else are you scared of running into? Is there anyone else you give a real pasting in here?
Cosima DeVito, pretty nervous.
Cosima.
Hopefully don't bump into
That was the best
her.
Season of Idol, though.
That was
Paulini's season, wasn't it?
Yes. That day.
Did Cosima beat Paulini?
Remember her nodules.
The
nodules.
That was a gay man's Vietnam. The day that Cosima revealed her nodules. I remember where I was. That was like the moon landing for us.
Is Cosima also fish and chip shop owning, or am I getting her
Reggie
and Pauline?
From Big Brother.
Oh gosh, I'm merging.
No,
I've made.
I've taken. Well done.
I've taken three D's and nearly made an A grade. There.
Was Emrosiano that year as well?
Emrosiano was season two. That was the Casey Donovan year.
What about Guy Sebastian?
Which year was Guy Sebastian was season one. They actually cut a story about Guy Sebastian from my book, The Lawyers. People always think I diss all these celebrities. I only ever discuss people that I like talking about and I find interesting.
And if you think that most of those people aren't frothing about being talked about.
I know.
Did Tommy get a mention?
Tommy did get a mention in the book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did absolutely. You? Where? Show me the bit. What chapter?
I don't know what chapter. It's about...
Gay crashes?
Yeah, no. Gay. You're in the gay crash chapter.
Hopeless.
It's a bit about the AFL player, actually.
I've got the bit you're in. Hopeless Romantic.
Yes. Yeah. No, it is about... We did one of our first TV shows together, A League of Their Own.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which absolutely tanked. Yes.
Yeah. Good. Let's talk about that some more.
Yeah.
Did you ever have an interesting point? Because I remember when Josh Thomas was first doing comedy, right? And he wasn't out at the time.
Yeah.
And it was
wild
It was wild to think about now, back then, because he would have women... young girls lining up after shows to sign his boob, to try and make out with him, to try and... Did you have... Were you out when you started comedy?
No, I was always out, but I still get those girls that come along because I'm like a... Right. I'm like a safe friend.
Yeah.
Safe, sassy friend.
Nice. There's also there'd be a little bit of, I can turn him.
Yeah, well,
do you know what I mean?
You
what?
Have, would you think that when you met Creasy?
Tina Arena tried it, the Arias.
Yeah.
Certain she tried.
And as if you don't try it with straight guys.
Absolutely all the time.
Yeah.
Has he tried it with you?
Have I ever? No, I've never cracked onto you, have I?
Well, you're giving me eyes right now.
Have I? No, I'm looking at you. You haven't got a gold Logie. I'm looking at Karen.
Well, all the best with it, fellow Perth boy.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
We should go over there and do some fun stuff together.
I know. We could go to the Bell Tower.
Oh, well, that'd be fun. Yeah. Actually, it's actually quite nice there now.
It's gorgeous.
You are boring the rest of the country. The book is called Thirsty, Confessions of a Fame Whore. Joel Creasy, you're great man.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shun Chantra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Lots happening in the world today.
There is a lot happening in the world, but I've got something hot off the press which you might not know about yet.
Okay.
I know
you're
it's your
get
bits.
My bits today? Sure.
Yep. I've just shoved.
You should ask first, but if you just want to jump ahead, go for
no,
it.
No, I've put them in their own separate little tray to go through the security scanner and I've pushed right in. Here's me bit. Apollo, the young...
The astronaut?
The
spacecraft.
The astronaut. You know Apollo 13 wasn't a young kid and his age, right?
Sorry, I meant spaceship.
Apollo is from the Bachelorette down to the last three. He's 24, he's stunning, and guess what?
What?
He's about to drop a new single.
What?
Did you
is
even
he a
know
singer?
I didn't know he was.
Is he?
God, I'm going to listen to it. It's called Addiction. And all that's come out so far is a graphic. Look how hot he looks there.
Let's see.
Bloody hell.
But he hasn't won yet.
No.
Right?
We're
still. So then, what?
Finale is this week.
So, but he's dropping it just because. Good timing, I guess. Because if he doesn't win, then he's a winner. Oh. He's got a new single.
You're right. And if he doesn't win, he better drop it this week because next week everyone will be going, what? You mean the spaceship? Like you just did then. I have no idea what it's going to be, but I'm hoping a train wreck.
We will bring that to you. We'll play it here first. Exclusive. Can't guarantee that. But
not as actually part of the show. We'll play 10 seconds. I don't think we'll... Yeah.
Marriage equality. Nearly 75% of Australians have voted now in the survey. The Bureau of Stats says 3 out of every 4 Australians has returned their votes, which is a really great outcome. That's 11.9 million people who have voted. But they're saying you've got to get it in the post by this Friday if you definitely want to make sure your vote counts.
Yep.
Voting closes on November 7. We will know the results on November 15. We've got Magda Szybanski on the project tonight too, who I think is in the running for Victorian of the Year through her work that she's done, her advocacy. Incredible, incredible woman.
Yes, you know that is 75% of the eligible voting population. A higher turnout already than Brexit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
and far beyond what
they
expected. Because it
matters.
It does matter. Have your say.
All right. Do you like a sing-along? I love a sing-along. And I love a sing-along in the car.
I'll be into it. Sorry. Yes.
Yes. In the car. I sing loudly often. Like when Tom Petty died for a week, I sang Free Falling loudly in the car, banging the steering wheel. It's my thing, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Don't look concerned.
No, no, I'm not. No. I'm just thinking, is this you getting into karaoke now?
I know, but I had fun doing that in Japan. That was fun. Got my Ed Sheeran on. Anyway, Canadian guy's been fined for singing in his car.
I didn't know you could fine people for that.
Yes, well, they didn't know that he was singing. They thought he was screaming, so he was fined with screaming in a public place. And he said, I wasn't screaming, I was singing along to this. I mean, that sounds like screaming. My only concern was listen to the whole song. I mean, I guess everybody... That could look like
screaming.
No,
but you do those bits, don't you?
No, I don't. I sing the lyrics.
That's why we'd be perfect as a band. I'd just be going...
Anyway, we talked about this on the project last night. Oh, my gorgeous friend Fifi Box.
Yeah.
She was just a little bundle of joy last night. Listen to this. This was her.
I was in the crib sitting by the fireplace with the Baskin Rock. Thought to myself, there's got it to shrug. I knew that I was faithful. She really didn't have
it. It reminded me as she was singing that you've got your song, because that's my song that I know a rap to, right? That and Gangster's Paradise. You've got your song that you can go to quickly that's just there back in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
That you can go to when you're at a party. Have you got a song, a go-to rap? What about Fresh Prince? Surely you could do like Fresh Prince, every guy that was born around mine.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped and upside down. Oh, wow.
God, it's a good change.
I don't know where it comes in, though.
3, 2, 1.
Now, this is a story all about how my life goes on. Well, to be fair, you stitched me up.
I did stitch you up.
I did think it was a bit early, but I didn't want to end
it. Did you say Gangster's Paradise was yours, Carrie?
Yeah.
Oh, you're good at this.
Not this bit. That's not the rap bit. I walk through the beginning of it.
I walk
through the valley of the shadow of death. Yeah, ready? Let's get this.
It has turned into karaoke, but I'm not against it.
Isn't this fun?
You got this. Yeah.
Not yet, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to come in too soon like
this. This is my favourite joint.
Here we go.
Yeah, because...
And I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. To take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Because I've been grasping
so long.
Even
mama thinks that my mind is gone.
And I have never met a man that didn't deserve it. He'd be treated like a punk.
You know that's unheard of.
Never watch how you're talking, the way you're walking. Or you and your homies, Marty. I never knew what they said there.
I outlined in chalk.
What? Like dead.
Yes.
Oh.
Who would have thought Gangster's Paradise has a bit of a bad streak to it?
I had some more stuff to bring you, but I don't think we've got time.
Let's just do that again.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, because there's an interesting new little feature on an app on my phone that I wanted to share with you. Mm. We've talked before about Happn, the dating app that I want. It's basically the same as Tinder.
It's just people that are nearby.
People that are nearby. Don't bog down in that.
That you've walked past or something.
It's just another version. If you've gone through everybody on Tinder, this is another one.
Okay.
And if you go through everyone that, go to Bumble.
Okay.
You get it. There's plenty
of
places.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, there's a new feature on Happn, right?
And it is called...
Yes, it is called Crush Time. This only came up yesterday on my phone. It says play Crush Time to try and find people who liked you. Now, look, as you can see here, you can see people who have tried to say hello, and then you can see this. And then Crush Time comes up. And it goes, start a game, right? And I thought, this is interesting. Oh, is this linked to some other app, right? No, it's not. It's part of this. So then you start the game and then four squares come up, a picture of girls, and one of them has liked me. So what I got...
So you've got to guess which one it is.
So I guess, right? Here's quick. So let's just guess. Let's guess this one, right?
She's gorgeous, yeah.
She's gorgeous. She's a bit unhappy looking. Probably exactly my type. So I'm clicking her. I got it wrong.
Oh.
Right? And so either... I can play a new game or they go away, but they've promised me that one of those likes me. So that means one of the last three likes me.
Mm.
Here's the catch. Try again for one credit and you've got to buy credits, right?
Oh, so if I go,
there was another two hotties in there, oh my gosh, I really want to now.
But do you already pay to be on Happn?
No, that's how they get you, because then you buy these credits in there. It's like
you kind of pay to be on Happn.
Why?
Well, shouldn't you, it's a service.
I don't know, mate.
Do you pay to be on Tinder or anything?
Well, they have ads on them, though,
right?
So you can go on premium where you then don't have ads.
And what do you get with... I thought you meant you get premium people.
Oh, imagine if that's what it was. Imagine if I've been missing it this whole time. I'm getting fives and under because I haven't paid for premium.
They probably think the same when they get you.
Completely. I just struck out right here. And I thought, I'm going to end up spending a fortune on this.
And have you done it? Did you then go and pay to get the credit to see which girls like you?
Draw my off-air answer or my on-air answer. Of course I did, yes.
And then is this the love of your life?
No.
Or you're never going to meet her and you just paid credits for no reason?
Oh, I want to see what other Pokemon are out there. It's a fun little game, right?
Oh, God, I'm glad I'm not dating.
Isn't it exhausting? But also, it's kind of like games, right? See, look, here, so here's an... Oh,
someone's calling you. Is that mum?
I heard you're on the Happns again. I've got a nice girl in the street for you. You don't have to resort to that internet. They're all serial killers on there. You know not to trust them. This is how they get kids in games, right? It's the same thing.
You know, in all those games. I was talking to a guy at work the other day, and he was telling me, and I remember this happening with Ollie, that when kids' games came out, right? They had this in-gaming facility that once you entered a password into your iTunes, yes. right, the kids could buy coins yep. or whatever. Yep. And it used to mean that they didn't need to keep re-entering the password to yep. continue to buy more things, right? And he, like me, we were talking about how un-tech savvy we are, right? Yep. So we didn't think about it. We gave the kids the password. And he said he came home from work one day and his daughter, who was 8, was crying. And they were like, why are you crying? And she said, and the mum was there, and the mum said, she's just spent $3,000 on handbags and everything on Fifth Avenue and rah-rah-rah. And he was like, what? Hold on. And she said, and she lost her boyfriend, but she got him back again. She bought him back again. And he's like, what? I didn't even know she had a boyfriend. What? When did she get a boyfriend?
Yeah.
And it was all in this game. And he said they talked through the whole thing and he worked out that the boyfriend wasn't real. And then what had happened was he decided he didn't like her anymore. So for an extra $100, she could buy him back. Right? Then the next day he said to his wife, when did the bags arrive? And she said, what do you mean? And he said that these $2,000 worth of bags from Fifth Avenue. She said, no, they're not real. She spent $2,000 in the game buying bags that aren't real. And that's when they changed their policy. They complained to iTunes and lots of parents were complaining and they changed their policy because that's how they make money.
Yeah, but see, no one will complain about this because it makes you look desperate, right? If you ring up and you go,
I've spent $100 and no one likes it.
I spent $3,000 and it's not even a real girlfriend. I want to know, though, people must have spent a fortune on this sort of stuff now that it's stuck in, but specifically dating. Yeah, dating. Because I remember I had a family member once that I shouldn't say that. Anyway, I knew someone that spent a lot of money.
You've just said I had a family member. I shouldn't say that. I knew somebody.
I knew somebody that definitely didn't share a last name as me, that before the days of apps, they would try and get you in similar scams of like, hey, this person likes you. If you want their email address, it'll just cost you $100. Do you know? That type of thing.
Are they a prince in India or real?
Yeah. Well, real or? They claim to be real, right. But then you spend more and more money. Here's what I want to know. How much have you spent on dating apps?
How much have you spent in the pursuit of love?
Yes, but online, not in actual, I took her out to dinner and shouted and the maids at dessert and then she didn't even kiss me at the end. Not that. I want, in the modern age, online, how much have you spent? Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060, asking the question, how much have you spent on dating apps?
Yeah, because they've got these in-game purchases where now you can get 4 cards that flip over and they say one of these people likes you. And if you get it wrong, then you have to spend credits, which you have to buy. Anyway, I'm sure it would have cost people a fortune. It's already costing me an arm and a leg. Taylor from the Goldie, are you spending money on dating apps?
I am. I'm spending $60 on an RSVP membership that I don't even check or use.
Oh, of course.
Are you single still or you don't check it because you're dating now?
I'm still single.
And so that's just a flat-out sign-up fee. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah.
And so is it a monthly tick over or that's what you pay to join up?
It's direct debit for 60 months.
Oh, my gosh.
$60 every month.
Oh, wow.
And hold on, how many dates would you have gone on out of being on this RSVP?
Absolutely none.
Oh, my gosh, Taylor.
I mean, you should at least, Taylor, as you should at least try and get, like, get dudes to take you out to dinner to at least
alleviate the money.
$60.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
Well, they don't feel so bad now. You're $1.99 to check out the next girl. It's nothing on $60 a month for Taylor.
Ryan, have you spent all your money on dating apps as well?
Yeah, guys. I spent $25, happy to, on Tinder.
I thought you just said Tinder was free.
It must have the same. Is it the same thing? And then if you want to super like people or something?
Yeah, correct. So I've got like unlimited sort of likes and then I've got a fair decent amount of super likes, the ones you only get one of normally. It's just, you know, better hit rate, I reckon. Yeah.
And is it working out for you, Ryan?
Oh, that's a great question.
So that's a no.
Kinda. Well, because I'm sorry, because I went to the phones on this and I was thinking I've spent $60 and $25.
I think $60 a month all year is a decent amount of money to spend on love when you're not even getting anything for it.
Yeah, but mate, the one I was talking about earlier, one we're not meant to talk about.
Yeah, your sister.
No, not my immediate family. Oh. Yeah, no.
Cousin.
Mate, stop.
Uncle?
Well, now I can't do it.
Okay, anyway, they spent thousands.
Tens of
life. Oh my gosh. Why didn't you get them to call up? That would have been better.
Because then everyone would know who they are.
All right, sorry, Jan. It's good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, that's us done.
Oh, big night of TV to watch, though.
It is
a bit of Batchy.
You know what? two of the funniest in the country.
Celia Pecola. And Luke McGregor.
Yes, and I'm just looking to Caitlin because I realised I should have found out the exact time.
9:10, Rosehaven. Mate, I'm all over it.
Because I was going to guess 8:30, so I'm glad you are here. That is why
I'm like a walking TV guide.
Yes, Rosehaven season one was so great. Season two kicks off tonight. Do it.
If you haven't seen it, here's a little bit just to get you like into the mood.
Jeez, I'm lucky you're here.
You have an accent.
No, I don't.
Say balls.
Balls?
No, balls.
I said balls.
You're not. Say, it's wall-to-wall balls.
Well, I'll never have to say that.
Just say it.
It's wall-to-wall balls.
Say, put this ball in this bowl.
Put this ball in this bowl.
Very good.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Now she's saying, oh, sorry, it's 9:05. I'm not a walking TV guy. ABC TV, 9:05.
When did the time start getting so weird for TV?
Oh, ages ago, when shows ran over.
Yeah, but usually they don't advertise that. And they just say, yeah, it'll start at 9 and then it doesn't.
They used to say, like,
starts at quarter past.
8:40, something would start. This is a boring argument. Just watch it tonight.
Tame and Sandy, they're on air at 4, which is next. We'll catch you tomorrow.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.